Raiders, how are you doing today? This is Rob Malone. Welcome you to Believer Creator Radio, and I have one question for you. Are you ready to rumble? Oh, and that one, I need a drink of water. Sorry, my people. All right, so we've been talking about setting ourselves apart, right? Creating believers. Okay, it's a kind of a radical strategy for law firms, but it's really effective because you have to set yourself apart, right? You know, the thing is that you want to be a thriving law firm. You want to be something that's going to set you off, set you apart from everyone else, but in a good way, right? You want to be able to resonate with the people in such a way that they feel like you are their only option, right? So when they believe in you, when they believe in you, and when you've created believers, you are the only option. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And so we've been talking about different things to do to create this. And you're really trying to create almost, to a certain extent, a mass movement, right? You know, mass movement within your area, within your niche, within your target, within your prospects. So they feel they are part of something. I mean, we're really using a lot of psychology here, a lot of persuasion psychology, and we're trying to do it in a very natural way that doesn't seem forced or overt. They don't really understand what's going. And they don't understand that you are purposely trying to, you know, I don't want to say manipulate, but get them jazzed up, excited about this opportunity. So the thing is that we want to give them a new opportunity. We want to give them something they can believe in, okay? It's kind of like if you want to buy a laundry detergent, right? And you went with a name brand and you didn't get great results. Maybe it made your clothes fade, or maybe it caused hives or something. So you want a new opportunity. You want something new and different, because you don't want to go and buy another laundry detergent and get similar results. And everyone goes, well, that was kind of stupid, right? You feel stupid. You actually lose status. I mean, that's the whole thing. You're losing status. So people are struggling with this, right? When they're looking to choose an attorney, they're struggling with the idea that I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to make a bad choice, right? I don't want people to look at me and say, whoa, you really got taken advantage of. You got a crappy lawyer. You certainly didn't research that lawyer very well. That's all you got for your settlement? What kind of lawyer do you have, right? These are things that they're wanting, right? Or these are things they're wondering and thinking about, because these reduce their status. And that will stop people from making a decision. So what most law firms do is like, yeah, we fight for you. We're tough. We have over a million in claims. And this is all, you know, some of it's okay. Some of it's kind of meaningless. Some of it persuades people. And some people just lost on them, right? We are tough, you know. Insurance companies fear us. Well, that doesn't really give them a whole lot. It's kind of like when someone says, hey, we are the best. Well, what does that mean exactly? We are the best, you know, car dealership in the city. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what best is. I don't know if best means you have the lowest prices. I don't know if it means you have the best service department. It doesn't mean you have the friendliest salespeople. Does it mean you are the best at selling a bunch of add-on crap I don't need and jacking up the price? What does that mean, yo? So what we want to do is we want to try to give them something they can latch onto, something that will help alleviate their fears. Because what's the two scariest things that come in the mail? A letter from the IRS or a letter from a lawyer, right? Both instill fear. And so that's, people are scared to talk to attorneys. This is kind of something attorneys have purposely, I believe, have purposely tried to create this aura of fear and mystery around the loss, because that helps. That helps when someone, you know, you say, I mean, I don't know. I mean, my attorney said several times, Joe, you having a problem? Say, let me send them a letter. you know, and they're right. A lot of times people get letters and they back off, right? It's scary to get a letter from an attorney. So we have to give them a new opportunity that kind of breaks those barriers down. And so the new episode is just saying, you know, hey, free consultation, which is all fine, or we are a personal injury firm, you know, we're trial lawyers, you know, we'll represent you. Give it a name, right? Give it a name. That alone will separate yourself, you know. So maybe you say maybe something like the Attorney Adventure Program, Attorney for Real People. That's more of a slogan. Something about the process that can be like a name of the thing. So, maybe it's like the, I'm trying to come, I like alliteration. So I'm trying to come with some kind of alliteration. Compensation. Centennial. Nope, that doesn't work. Maximum Compensation Collaboration Program. That's a little bit too much of a tongue twister, but I think you're getting the point, right? We want to give it a name, and it needs to be unique to you. So I'm trying not to come up with ones I've used in the past. I'm trying to just come up with something off the cuff. It's nice if we have like program, system behind it, process, something like that. The preferred plaintiff program. But again, I don't like plaintiff because it doesn't really speak to them. That's lawyer talk. So, I am struggling. System. Total compensation system. Still not there. And I like to keep it to three words, maybe four. Real attorney system. Relatable attorney program. Maybe something like that. Relatable attorney program. And then you would need another qualifying line. You know, we make the process simple and easy to understand so you look like a rock star. You know, something like that. You want to increase his status. So you want to come up with some kind of name for the service that you're providing. I really stumbled and fumbled around with this, and I'm sorry. Sorry. I should have been more prepared. Maybe it's the painless, the painless lawsuit program. I don't like that either. But I hope you're getting the point. And I will think on this more. And honest to God, at some point, it may be the next podcast. It may be 40 years from now. I will have better titles to throw at you. All right, I need to wrap it up. We're at 8 minutes now. It was awesome spending some time with you. Sorry I rambled and bambled on. If you stay to the end, you are a saint. And I wanted to say, go out there, take on the day, carpe diem, and go crush it.